This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Economic and political landscape changes are staring down journalism professionals in ways that, while not necessarily new, pose challenges for overcoming them that may be. To examine these challenges, the Friends of the Vermont State House will hold a day-long journalism symposium on Wednesday in Montpelier. It's called Old News, New News, Real News, Fake News. And it's being hosted by the Friends of the Vermont State House and the Vermont Humanities Council, with support from several Vermont businesses and news organizations. Journalists will take part as panelists and moderators, including VPR's own Jane Lindholm and Pete Hirschfeld. And joining me now in the studio is Tom Slayton, who is the chair of the symposium, also an occasional VPR commentator. Tom, great to be with you.
Thanks. Great to be here.
This symposium is happening just a couple of weeks before the critical midterm elections. Is the scheduling here deliberate in any way?
No, we picked the date without even thinking about the midterm elections. We've been planning this symposium for the better part of a year, and we had the idea like 2 years ago when we noticed that several veteran journalists were passing on. Our mentors of the current generation, and we realized that at the same time that the news business is changing, and some of those changes are real news, fake news, the question of what is fake news and trust in journalism, and the changing economic model.
Well, let's talk about some of that. I want to talk first about this idea of so-called fake news. This is an expression that a lot of Americans have now become attuned to, in no small part because the president of the United States often uses that to decry the media. What's going to be discussed as far as how journalists and citizens themselves can cut through misinformation and decide what is fake news, what is real news?
Well, as you know, I think there are at least two definitions of fake news. One definition is any news that President Trump doesn't like, he calls fake news. That raises problems. The other is there are such things as fake news stories that get circulated, especially on the internet, and those erode trust in journalism. The public has a real problem knowing what to believe and what not to believe.
One of the things that I find troubling is that, as you just pointed out, President Trump often likes to call fake news anything that does not reflect well on him or his policies. However, when you look at a breakdown of what the Pew Research Center did, in 2017, they collected data saying that Democrats are 47 points more likely than Republicans to support news media's role as a watchdog. Now, in the polling that was done also by Pew Research Center before the 2016 election, nearly the same number of Democrats and Republicans supported that watchdog role. That's a huge drop-off of Republicans saying the media's role as a watchdog is something they support after the election of Donald Trump. With Donald Trump getting most of his support, up to 88% of it, from Republicans, is that divide, that very partisan political divide, going to be addressed at this symposium?
Well, I would hope so. We haven't told our speakers what to say. We've just given them areas of concern and hope that they will respond in an intelligent and wide-ranging way. We've tried to bring students to attend this. They're the next generation of citizens in our democracy that will be responsible for making whatever changes and meeting whatever challenges come up. And they need to be informed, and they need to be able to believe the information they're being given. So we already have more than 200 people registered for the symposium. We're reaching a maximum capacity of the State House, so if people are interested, they should register today, and they can do that at vtstatehouse.org.
As I mentioned at the top, you know, this is nothing necessarily new. Yellow journalism itself goes back a long way. The Hearst newspapers, there's been a lot of misinformation out there. But do you see this as a critical point in time for journalism as a profession?
Yes, I do. The president's attacks on the media have filtered down through society, and there's a real erosion of public trust. And one of the things we hope to do is discuss some ways of restoring that trust.
Tom Slayton is chair of the Friends of the Vermont State House Journalism Symposium. It's happening on Wednesday. Details can be found at our website, vpr.net. Tom, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure to be here, Mitch.